Thank you, Sophie. Now we have some more from the news. A Norwich theatre company, which had humble beginnings by starting out by performing in a friend's garage, is putting on its second show titled Ushers, the front of the house musical. Sound Ideas are putting on the show at the Madam Market Theatre from September the 6th until September the 9th. Ushers, the front of house musical, is a comedy following the working lives of those who are actually found to be the most stagiest people in the theatre, the front of house staff, portraying the lives of ice cream and programme sellers who dream big. The multi-award-winning theatre company originally formed in 2013 for the Norwich Fringe Festival, as a five theatre-goers came together in one of their friends' garages around a piano. Performing in bar shows, the group has now expanded to full theatre performances, with Ushers being its fourth of the year. Tickets are available for £15 from www.madammarket.co.uk or on 01603 620917.
A set of mosaics rescued from the fire which destroyed Norwich Central Library have been restored to their former glory after being discovered covered in soot at County Hall. And the artist who created them in the 1950s made an emotional return to Norwich to see her designs back on display in the library built on the site of the one which burnt down. The five pieces, which chart the development of the written word, were saved by firefighters after the original library was engulfed in flames in 1994. Laurel Cooper, 88, travelled from her home in Kent to see the mosaics newly restored and on show in the Norfolk and Norwich Millennium Library's Norfolk Heritage Centre. Great Yarmouth-born Mrs. Cooper said she had visited the library after the fire and knew they had been saved, but said, "I heard they'd gone into storage and I didn't hear any more until the spring of this year. I didn't think I'd ever see them again." In a remarkable twist of fate, the mosaics were discovered in County Hall by the daughter of the architect who built the original library. Anne Cormie, whose father, Jim Vanston, was the library's architect, was working at the council about 15 years ago when she spotted objects wrapped in bubble wrap on top of a filing cabinet. She said, "I was nosy, so I looked under the wrap, and once I rubbed away what was on them, I could see what they were and realised they were from the library. I do wonder what would have happened to them if someone else who didn't realise they'd been part of the library had found them." Years passed, but determined Mrs. Cormie kept writing to the council to ask what had happened. They had gone missing again, but were rediscovered earlier this year and cleaned up. They're now on display in the Norfolk Heritage Centre on the library's second floor, where the public are welcome to view them.
A charity which helps thousands of people recover from alcohol and drug misuse in Norfolk and Suffolk is holding a fun day. The Matthew Project, which helps armed forces veterans with substance abuse issues through its Outside the Wire project, is holding a free Norfolk Veterans Family Open Fun Day. It's open to anyone and running at the TA Centre, 325 Aylsham Road, Norwich, on September the 16th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Parking on the site is limited. The event will include funfair rides, a tombola, raffles, craft stalls, services and a military band display. Outside the Wire started in 2013 from a base in Cromer with a few families of war veterans. It has now expanded with 46 people receiving intensive help across the region. Support includes one-to-one sessions, family support and free treatment services. The service, currently operating in Norfolk, is due to be expanded into prisons, Suffolk and Essex.
Feed the bins, not the birds. That's the message from a council as it launches a campaign to help reduce a seaside town's gull population. According to Great Yarmouth Borough Council, the number and distribution of gulls in the resort has increased as a result of people littering or deliberately feeding the birds. While nesting gulls can cause a nuisance, they're legally protected as wild animals and the council has no responsibility for the control of urban gulls. Their population in any given area is linked directly to the amount of food available locally, so reducing access to waste is the most effective and sustainable way to shrink numbers. The campaign urges people to put rubbish in the bins and not to feed gulls, and features eye-catching stickers on litter bins in key locations, including the marketplace. Chairman of the Environment Committee, Carl Smith, said, "Gulls are a natural part of life by the coast." He added, "What is not natural is the growth of the gull population in recent years and its spread into more suburban areas due to people not disposing of their waste responsibly. We have listened to people's concerns and investigated a long-term borough-wide approach to reducing the numbers. While some want a mass cull, this would be highly illegal, and studies have found that this would not be an effective solution. Anyway, as the gull population rises or falls to meet the amount of food available. The only effective borough-wide solution is to reduce the gull's access to food, and we hope this colourful campaign will raise awareness of this message and build public support."
And so that's all on this part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from Paddy Watkins and Tony Stimpson. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, and our regular What's On section, and a feature about Frederick Rudd, Ian Rudd, and Moy Rudd.